5. Jesus is our justification. Galatians 2:16 says it this way. A person is not justified by works of the law. That is rule keeping. That is religion. That is making a list of good things to do and bad things not to do. But through faith in Jesus Christ, so we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law, no one will be justified. Here's the point. God is holy. The imagery here is that God is judge, which he is, and that God is holy and righteous and good, and we are sinful, fallen, evil, depraved, corrupt, and bad. And how could we possibly stand before God and have him declare us righteous so that we might enter into his eternal presence? There is no way that God could just simply overlook our sin and still be just. Some say, why couldn't God let all people go to heaven? My point is simply, he would not be God, he would not be good, he would be Satan, and once we got there, we would all complain because it would look a lot like Earth. Just sin and death. And none of us would say, thank you, Lord, for letting us all in. Furthermore, those who hate God would be the most angry because the last thing they want is to be with him forever. And so what happens is, God is so good and so loving and so kind and so merciful. And Exodus 34, which is the most commonly quoted verse of Scripture in all of Scripture, is the Lord, slow to anger, abounding in love, mercy, faithfulness, compassion, but he does not leave the guilty unpunished. God's heart is love, grace, patience, mercy, forgiveness, but he has to deal with sinners because he's just and we are guilty. And to maintain his goodness, he must contend with our wickedness. And the question of justification, this is the issue of the Protestant Reformation, is how in the world can we stand before God? And stupid people will say, well, I feel like I'm a pretty good person. But the problem is, God's standard is perfection. And no one would say, I'm perfect. God's standard, that's what Jesus says, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So the standard is perfection. This is in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Your motives, your intents. It includes sins of omission, where you didn't do the thing you were supposed to, and commission, where you did the thing you weren't supposed to do. Jesus says it goes all the way down to the heart, where lust counts as adultery and anger counts as murder. We stand before God. He knows, sees, judges all justly. How in the world can we become righteous? Now, here's the truth. We were made in the image and likeness of God. We were made for righteousness. We desire righteousness. And we can't live without righteousness. So we pursue righteousness through religion, what Paul calls the works of the law. There is soft religion, which people wouldn't consider a religion, but it is. It's justification by recycling. Right? I'm a good person because I'm saving the environment. It's justification by driving a hybrid vehicle. It's justification by making sandwiches for homeless people. It's justification by doing some nice civil good. That's soft religion. Hard religion is as long. The reason that hard religion is so popular is people want righteousness. And if they don't understand the gospel, Martin says that religion is the default mode of the human heart, and so they pursue righteousness through religion. This explains the growing phenomena of hardcore religious Islam. People want righteousness, and so they want the hardest, firmest, most rigid religion they could find. And Islam offers that. Paul in Philippians 3 says, I was very religious. Hebrew of Hebrews, circumcised on the eighth day, tribe of Benjamin, as to the law, faultless, you know, as to zeal, persecuting the church. And then he says in Philippians 3:8, all this I consider what? Rubbish. Some translations say dung, dog dung, turd. The 1611 King James Version used the S word. Okay, that's how we are to view religion. Religion is our attempt to be a good person so that we can have righteousness. And God looks down and says, when you go to the bathroom, that's about how impressed I am with your performance.